Upon hearing the news of the death of his father Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, Yazid rushed to Damascus in order that he seek the pledge of allegiance from the Sham. He dispatched a messenger to the city of Medina, asking him that the people of Medina swear allegiance that Yazid ibn Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan is now the Khalifa.
When Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam went inside, Walid told him about the contents of the letter of Yazid ibn Muawiyah, explained to him that the oath of allegiance and the bay'ah must be given. Imam alayhi salam says to him, "Alal Islam as-salam," that you should forget about the religion of Islam if the ummah is led by a ra', by a leader such as Yazid. وَمِثْلِي لَا يُبَايُعُ مِثْلَهُ, someone like me does not and cannot give allegiance to someone like him.
A fight broke out. The situation heated up. When all of a sudden, these men who were stationed outside of the mansion came in and encircled Imam Hussein, and thus they escorted him out peacefully, never to be seen in there again.
So in essence, is this I cannot do. This course of action is impossible for me. But I will leave Medina. I know my mission starts by me leaving Medina. So he gathers the men and women of the Banu Hashim and he says to them, "Surely I am leaving and never coming back. This is me saying goodbye to everyone and farewell."
And if they do not give their oath of allegiance to me, Yazid, then do what? Cut off their head and send it to Damascus.
Written in blood.
أن الحسين يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Hussein bears witness that there is no Lord except Allah. He is one, he has no partner.
Conserved by faith.
I have kept one for your father, Al-Hussein. He is much, much more thirsty than you.
Engraved in hearts.
Yazid is evil and I am good. Yazid is batil and I am haq. The only way you'll see this is if I am killed in the desert and I'm willing to go through this.
An undying faith. The story of Hussein. Peace be upon him.
Imam al-Hussein, peace and blessings be upon him, migrated from the holy city of Medina, the city which was beloved to the Ahlul Bayt, the city of the Holy Prophet, towards the city, the holy city of Mecca, al-Mukarramah.
And people knew that he was leaving there in broad daylight. And the word spread very quickly that Hussein ibn Ali has refused allegiance to Yazid and he has left Medina.
And so Hussein enters Mecca and there he stays at the house of his uncle or his father's uncle, Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib and his son Abdullah.
People began flocking to him from all sides, both people who were living in the city of Mecca, but also people coming for the Umrah and for the Hajj. Because we have to remember, this was the best place in the Muslim empire to get out news to the Muslim world. People would come from far and wide to visit the house of Allah. And thus, it was the ideal place for Imam Hussein alayhi salam to tell them about what was happening. And they saw with their own eyes, they saw that the grandson of the Holy Prophet had had to leave his home.
And there he spends his time greeting the people, explaining to people some of the actions of the Umrah and preparations for the Hajj. He goes to visit the grave of his grandmother, Khadija, and his grandfather, Abu Talib, peace be upon them. And in there he starts to gather some of his closer companions to explain to them what the next course of action should be.
He began by writing 6 letters to some of the tribal elders of Basra, explaining the situation to them.
He sent his letter with one of the slaves named Suleiman, and its text was as follows. Allah chose Muhammad from among his creation and blessed him with being his prophet. He chose him to convey his message, then he took him away after he had advised his servants and conveyed the message with which he was entrusted. We are his family, supporters, wasis, heirs, and the most worthy of all people of his status. Yet our people usurped our right, so we put up with it out of fear of disunity and out of love for people's safety, knowing that we were most worthy of what belongs to us than those who took it away from us. I am sending my messenger with this letter to invite you to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of his Prophet, for this Sunnah has been killed, while Bid'ah has already been revived. If you listen to me, I shall show you the path of guidance.
The letter of Al-Husayn had been distributed to the people of Basra. Now one of the chief recipients of this letter, Al-Mundhir ibn Jarud, betrayed the messenger of Al-Husayn. And he handed him over to Ibn Ziyad, who was the governor of Basra at the time, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. And he crucified this messenger. So from the very beginning, it became apparent that there are some people who are out to betray Al-Husayn. So it shouldn't be a surprise later on what we see happening with the family of Al-Husayn, that there were some people who were treacherous by nature.
But one of the people in Basra, by the name of Yazid ibn Mas'ud, he's the one who gathered Bani Tamim, Bani Handala, Bani Sa'ad, and he said to them he was a man of honor, of respect, and he was revered amongst the people.
He said to these people, Muawiyah has died. It is better by Allah to see him dead and gone. The gates of oppression have crumbled and the corners of injustice have fallen. Muawiyah thought to take allegiance to Yazid and he thought that he secured it, but far be that from the truth. By Allah, he has failed. He sought advice and then he betrayed his closest advisors. Yazid has taken charge. Yazid, who drinks wine, who is the source of all evil, now claims to be the caliph of the Muslims and he rules us without our consent. By Allah, I swear that waging war against this man, Yazid, is better in the eyes of Allah than waging jihad against the kuffar.
And he describes to them the nobility and the position of Imam al-Husayn by saying that هذا الحسين ابن علي هو ابن رسول الله ذو الشرف الأصيل. He is of noble ancestry. والرأي الأثيل له فضل لا يوصف. He has a virtues which cannot be explained and described.
And he said to them, you know who I am. Will you listen to me? And they said yes. And he said, we have received a message from Al-Husayn inviting us to the Quran and to the Sunnah of the Prophet. What would you have me do?
One by one, the tribes answered him. The first tribe to respond was Banu Handala. They said, Oh Abu Khalid, we are the arrows in your bow. We are the horsemen of your tribe. If you fight with us in battle, you will be victorious. If you ride into battle, we will be with you. If you face hardship, we will face it at your side. We will support you with our swords, and we will protect you, even if it means using our bare hands. This was the first tribe. The second tribe, Banu Tamim, said, Oh Abu Khalid, we are your brothers and your allies. We would not be pleased if you were angry. Command us, and we will do whatever you command us to do.
And so he writes a reply to Al-Husayn saying that, we are at your command in a way. We are willing to fight. And he spends his time gathering his men to fight. A large army. It is said that he could have had up to 12,000 soldiers ready to fight for Al-Husayn, just from his own clan members. And it is while he was making his preparations, he hears of the events of Ashura, and he's very saddened by this. And the Imam prays for him when he receives this letter. He prays that Allah may take away the thirst of the Day of Judgment, when everybody is thirsty, may Allah not keep you thirsty, which is a reference to what Al-Husayn goes through in Ashura, as if to warn him that you will not be able to see us on that day. And so Al-Husayn responds to this letter with a dua, thanking him for making his stand very clear.
When Imam Hussein alayhi salam was in the city of Mecca, letters began pouring in from the city of Kufa in the month of Ramadan, to the degree that it said that within 4 days the Imam had received 2 giant saddlebags full of letters.
While still in Mecca, Al-Hussein received the letters sent to him by the people of Kufa. Some letters were written by single individuals, others contained 2, 3, or 4 signatures, all requesting him to go there because they did not have an Imam. They wrote saying that they never prayed congregational nor Friday prayers with Al-Numan. Many letters were delivered to him, so much so that he received as many as 12,000 letters. He did not answer any of them. The latter's letter stated the following: "The people are waiting for you. They accept no views other than yours. So hurry, O son of the Messenger of Allah, for the grass is green, the fruits are ripe, and the trees are full of leaves. Come if you will, for there will be coming to hosts already recruited for you."
Yet the letters and the testimonies of the people of Kufa stood as an indication, at least at the onset, of the people to support him. Imam Salamullahi Alayhi knew very well of the nature of some of the people in Kufa, remembering what had happened with his father, Amir al-Mu'mineen, in that same city, the outcome of the dispute and the battle between his brother Imam al-Husayn and Muawiyah, and the position of some of the dwellers of Kufa in that regard. And hence he was aware that the letters should be taken at surface value, at least to start off with.
And al-Husayn did not respond. Now, it may be because he knew what the people's intentions were. It may be that he did not see the obligation to respond so far. It may be that he was aware that if he responded so early, people say, look, al-Husayn came out for power. Because as soon as someone invited him, he went straight away. And this is exactly what the use is of waiting until he responds, because later on, when he meets Al-Hur ibn Yazid, he shows him these letters. He says, look, I did not come to Kufa by my own choosing. These people invited me. Your own people, because Al-Yazid was from, Al-Hur ibn Yazid was from Kufa. He says, your own people invited me. Look at these letters.
The last letter that Imam Hussein alayhi salam received simply said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the letter of the Shia believers to Hussein ibn Ali. Hurry in your journey to Iraq. The people are counting the moments until you arrive. They have no leader but you. Hurry, hurry, wassalam.
So the letter saying to al-Hussein, you should come now because we have already made our minds up. We are already gathered. We have already recruited the men. We know what to do. I think at here al-Hussein now sees an obligation to respond. If something is wrong and somebody is saying, I will help you to fix this wrong, this governor is doing prayers the wrong way, or Yazid is messing around with the Sharia, we are willing to fix it. We need your help to fix it. What is al-Hussein's obligation? Al-amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy an munkar. Al-Hussein cannot say, well, I don't know, I don't trust you. I have a bad feeling about you. I'm going to go to Yemen, I'm going to go somewhere else, I'm going to stay in Mecca.
Finally, after receiving all of those letters, he contented himself with one single reply. And he wrote back, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from Hussein ibn Ali to the believers and the Muslims. Note that he did not say the Shia, he was not rising up for the Shia, he said to the believers and the Muslims. Hani and Sa'd, who were the last messengers to come, have come to me with your letters. I've understood from what you said that you have invited me to come to you because you have no imam among you to guide you, and you hope that when I come there, this will guide you on the right path and in the truth.
He does not address it to the Shia of Kufa or the Shia of Basra, he addresses the Muslims. And he describes what the role of the imam is, which is himself. It is to guide people according to the book of God and Sunnah.
And hence he sent his ambassador, Muslim ibn Aqil, with the message of seeing their willingness. He says, I shall, by the will of Allah, come to you very soon. If Muslim ibn Aqil said that you are united in your goal, as your letter states, then he highlights the purpose and the mission of the Imam. He says, by my life, an Imam is the one who acts upon the Book of Allah and implements justice and follows the path of righteousness. He dedicates himself to follow Allah's commandments, and peace be with you. And therefore, the guidelines onto what constitutes an Imam and a leader is mentioned towards the end of the letter.
See, look at the wisdom of the Imam. He didn't come out straight and say, look, I'm going to come to Kufa right away. He says, I'm sending a messenger. So even if someone like Yazid was to intercept all these letters, which he did, he can see that what Hussein is not merely raising an army to fight Yazid. He's really seeing, are the people really going to support me in making wrong disappear from Islam? Is al-Hussein coming out just purely for power? No, because look, when people are saying to him, we're ready to fight for you, he sends his cousin to make sure that what they say is true. He's very, very cautious. Also, he's not coming out aggressively. The Imam is waiting to see if people really want to do this, because this means bloodshed, this means standing up to someone like Yazid.
Muslim left Mecca on the 15th of the month of Ramadan using the Medina highway. He reached Medina and went to the mosque of the Prophet. Then he bade his family farewell after having hired two road guides from the tribe of Qays. One night the road guides were lost and they became extremely thirsty, and it was very hot. They said to Muslim, once they recognized some road marks, take yonder road and follow it, perhaps you will be saved. He therefore left them, following their advice. Both road guides died of thirst. He could not carry them because they were about to pass away.
So once he found the highway, he was on his own. The men that were with him died from thirst, and he barely survived himself. And he reached the water source and he found a messenger from the local people, and he wrote a letter to Al-Hussein saying to him that my road guides had passed away, I have gone through tremendous hardship, and that I am staying at a small passage with the Batn al-Khabt, which is an area only inhabited by the local people, usually Bedouins or people of the desert who know the way, and I'm awaiting your instructions. What am I to do at this time? And then Hussein receives the letter and immediately replies to Muslim that you will go to Kufa without delay. Make your way to Kufa. It is not about me only, this mission. This mission is about Islam. This mission is about thousands of people in Kufa, in Medina, in Mecca, in Basra, in Sham, wherever they are, knowing what their future is. Are they going to follow Islam, or is it going to become another religion? So you must proceed as soon as you can.
In the month of Shawwal, and specifically 5th of Shawwal, in other words, after 20 days from leaving, approximately 20 days from leaving from Mecca, Muslim ibn Aqil reaches and enters Kufa, and thereafter remains in the house of Mukhtar ibn Abi Ubaidah al-Thaqafi, who had welcomed him. He had also is a relative of the governor, and therefore Muslim ibn Aqil felt secure to stay with him in Kufa. The process of gauging the support and the readiness of the people of Kufa then began by Muslim ibn Aqil.